Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Richard Staley, S-T-A-L-E-Y. This is 3490 Meridian, M-E-R-I-D-I-A-N, Road, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-566-2526. ID, leave a blank. I'm sorry, the ID is XXX-XX-1972. Date of birth is 2/4/1952, retired PG&E, insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross, pharmacy is CVS, below that should say Express Scripts mail order, is addressed to Dr. Daniel Ekins, E-K-K-E-N-S, M-D, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of chronic epilepsy with a recurrent partial and sometimes generalized seizures. New paragraph, current medications list these vertically: buprenorphine, Divalprox 250 milligrams twice a day, lurasidone 0.5 milligrams three times a day, PRN, NEBIVOLOL 2.5 milligrams, one tablet to two tablets daily, quetiapine 300 milligrams, one daily, sertraline 100 milligrams daily. Triamcinolone, topical ointment, and vitamin D3, 4,000 units daily, OTC. New paragraph. Current problem list lists these vertically: anxiety, bronchitis, chronic fatigue, recurrent nausea, prominent primary symptom, grief reaction, chronic sinusitis, vitamin D deficiency, seizure disorder. Date of onset 2018. Edema. Previous history, cerebral hemorrhage, 5/16/2017, left knee pain, upper limb pain, Lyme disease, May 9, 2017, anemia, hypertension, history of longstanding opioid dependence dash treated. Dear Dr. Atkins, as current complaints, recurrent episodes of nausea, subparagraph, symptoms associated with recurrent seizures, subparagraph, he describes gustatory aura, for which he drops to the ground to avoid from falling, associated with substantial weakness, sometimes altered mental status or loss of consciousness with recovery after several minutes. Subparagraph, in the past he's had generalized convulsions. New paragraph, as you may remember, he developed a seizure disorder following a cerebral hemorrhage in which he was transported to UCSF Medical Center and underwent intracranial surgery with two aneurysms clipping, parenthesis, a history of three reported aneurysms, and then recovery with therapeutic treatment. New paragraph, he has an additional history of obstructive sleep apnea for which he was evaluated in the past but is currently not on CPAP therapy. New paragraph, currently, he complains of difficulty with mental confusion, with vacillating cognition, and difficulty in recollection. New paragraph. Today, he is able to report his clinical history, but requires time for recollection to close questioning. New paragraph, he was placed on Depakote by Dr. Birk, B-I-R-K, M-D, in Reading with the development of his seizures for treatment of both his seizures and his history of recurrent cephalgia-migraine following his surgical intervention. New paragraph, he has longstanding treatment for a history of opioid dependence, currently on buprenorphine-suboxone with good benefit. New paragraph. He denies any narcotics use at this time other than his therapy. New paragraph. Richard was seen today accompanied by his significant other, provides additional help, and is obviously very supportive. New paragraph. His neurological examination today generally appears to be within broad limits of normal, without unusual ataxia on ambulation or unusual cranial nerve findings. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Chronic and possibly static encephalopathy following intracranial surgery with cerebral history of cerebral hemorrhage. New paragraph. Seizure disorder. Post-ruptured aneurysm, cerebral hemorrhage, treated, previously relatively stable, but with history of recurrent partial and secondary generalized epilepsy, dash treated with at least partial to good response, new paragraph, possible metabolic encephalopathy, a consequence of... Okay. Continued dictation on Richard Staley. Richard has the clinical history and manifestations of a chronic encephalopathy that may be a consequence of recurrent convulsions, but possibly a consequence of his current treatment regimen with Depakote with a metabolic encephalopathy, which is not uncommon with that medication. Contributing features would be his underlying sleep apnea, if currently persistent and impairing, new paragraph, recommendations. At this time, we will request his records from UCSF regarding his neurosurgical evaluation. New paragraph, your office may have copies of those records, which would be helpful for us. New paragraph, we'll obtain his relevant imaging procedures at MD Imaging in Reading, obtained by Dr. Birk, B-I-R-K. New paragraph. Laboratory testing today will be drawn for evaluation and exclusion of a chronic encephalopathy related to his treatment with Depakote medication. New paragraph. The National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires will have him complete for follow-up and as a baseline considering further treatment. New paragraph. We will request a home diagnostic sleep study for evaluation of his OSA history, considering further treatment as indicated. New paragraph. With a history of two aneurysmal clippings, he most likely is not a candidate for neuroquantitative brain MR imaging at high resolution. CT angiography will certainly be considered with the results of his laboratory testing, as long as he might remain a candidate to exclude any further cerebral dysfunction that would be due to the third aneurysm. New paragraph. I reviewed and explained all of this to Richard and his companion today regarding his clinical symptoms and findings that most likely will be amenable to medical intervention. New paragraph. I will see him back with the results of his testing with further recommendations and treatment in my signature.